You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Of course it's an Optimism Wednesday, and we're bringing the two bells because the Big Ten tournament starts today, and Indiana University basketball is going to find out who they play on Thursday night. But first, we're going to talk about the Colts. We're going to talk about free agency. We're going to talk about Chris Ballard, who has really got to be a guy that you kind of admire for never losing focus on what he's about. He is never going to get shaky. He is never going to get insecure. He is never going to panic in free agency. And even more than panic, he's never going to be aggressive. And even more than never being aggressive, he's always going to kind of stand pat. Yesterday, Chris Ballard did, he signed an external free agent, Raekwon Davis. Raekwon Davis is a backup defensive tackle. And he's not a bad player. He's going to be a nice piece. And Chris Ballard tells us every single year. He says, you know what? You got to have eight starting level players on that defensive line. You got to be able to shuttle guys inside or in the game and out of the game. And we never take him at his word. We always think, well, he's got to go get a wide receiver in free agency. And he never does. He always signs a back, like last year was Taven Bryan. Always signs a backup defensive tackle. He is intractable in his belief system as to how to build this roster. His operation causes mediocrity. That's just the way it is. He didn't learn from it, but he believes in it. He is a fervent believer in his own philosophy. That philosophy has not brought great success to the franchise, but that doesn't get Chris Ballard off his seat as a guy who is not going to build through free agency. He's not. And so we're going to talk about what that means and how that affects the Indianapolis Colts and maybe how it will for the duration of his era, as sad as that might be. Pacers win last night at Oklahoma City. They got the Bulls tonight at Cambridge Fieldhouse. This is a team now in sixth place, and they got a shot to get maybe to third. This is a really important stretch for the Pacers, who have 16 games left in the regular season. Last night, fun game. Tyrese Haliburton, good. Miles Turner, virtually undefended inside by the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's like, well, we'll let him beat us. I don't understand what goes on in the mind of the Thunder, but it is what it is. And it wound up happy. The ending was happy for the Pacers. So you got that going for you. Indiana, not on the bubble. St. John's, on the bubble. Ohio State, on the bubble. Indiana, not on the bubble. I kind of don't get it. I'd like to see the NCAA, because it benefits Indiana. I'd like to see them... kind of give additional weight to how a team is playing over the last segment of the season, and Indiana's playing their best ball right now. You cannot tell me that over the last four games, Indiana has not been one of the best 34 teams in the country. You can't tell me that. I just don't believe it. Want to talk about Butler? They got a game today. They opened Big East tournament play today in the 8-9 game against Xavier. And I'm off my previous stance with IUPUI. And people talking, IUPUI doesn't exist anymore. It's IU Indy. It'll always be IUPUI. That's just the way it is. You can't just willy-nilly change a name and expect me to glom onto that change. I'm not doing it. I'll tell you who should be the new head coach for IUPUI. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, whatever your style, MyBookie makes it easy to play and get paid. Basketball, bracket contests, all right? Prizes up to 25 grand. You can pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, odd boosts. Let's go. You can earn a first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. All you have to do is claim with your promo code, Kent. That's it. Put in the promo code field, Kent. And all of a sudden, you're in the game for up to $1,000 in your first deposit bonus. Best part of MyBookie, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere from MyBookie. Again, use promo code Kent. All right, subscribe to this channel. Like the video. It's the polite thing to do. I like every video I watch because it's polite. I don't sit there and, should I like this? What are you doing? And if you want to make a deposit, make a deposit. It's a nice thing to do. All right, the Indianapolis Colts yesterday, they signed Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle out of Alabama. He was a second-round draft pick of the Dolphins in 2020. He is huge, and he's a depth piece. He's 6'7", 330, 2 years, $14 million.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The as other teams are signing people, and they did this with Pittman. So, you know, this is not completely outside the wheelhouse of the Colts. They signed Pittman to a 3-year, $70 million extension. So it's not completely outside the realm of possibility that the Colts will spend money on an individual player. But they are really leading the NFL in extensions at like $7 million to $11 million per year. That's kind of what they've done. They brought a whole bunch of guys back. As though those guys are Mitten Lombardis over at the Colts facility year in and year out. Big J says Texans making good moves. Don't like it. You know what? They might be good moves. We think they're good moves. Winning in the offseason does not always win in the regular season. So don't look at the fame of the people that the Texans are acquiring. All right, like Joe Mixon. And think that all of a sudden they've got a guy who's going to lift them. If, you know what, every single free agent was unemployed. That, and most people are unemployed for a reason. Some people it's just circumstance. Some people they've made the choice to leave the team that they were playing for. But in some cases, they're unemployed for a reason. And the Bengals have made some decisions, made a decision with Joe Mixon. Texans made a decision to acquire him. You got to know why a team's letting a guy go. What Chris Ballard will not do, they will not backslide in the offseason because they don't make moves in the offseason. They only add through the draft. They don't, nobody meaningful is subtracted during free agency. They make decisions. This guy is not worth X amount of money. We are not bringing him back. This guy is worth X amount of money. We are bringing him back. Kenny Moore, the highest paid nickel corner in the history of the NFL. Again, he's the best nickel corner in the NFL, right? He changes games a little bit. So I don't mind bringing Kenny Moore back at $10 million a year. Zaire Franklin, $11 million a year. All right. Grover Stewart, you saw how important he is during those six games that he was out with a suspension. By the way, in the Agate, they lost Isaiah McKenzie. Please. Like, they lost Isaiah McKenzie when they suspended him. You know, that's along with Tony Brown. I don't know what those cats did, but they violated a team rule that you don't violate, and that message was sent with prejudice by Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen. Those guys were out. The minute they were suspended, those lockers were clean. Their presence in that locker room was scrubbed inalterably. Yes, Isaiah McKenzie left the Colts yesterday, but Isaiah McKenzie was left by the Colts in December of last year. There's nothing wrong with bringing players back, and that's okay. It's all right. You know, it's not sexy, but they didn't create holes through other teams swooping in and grabbing their guys. And that's not a bad place to be. But here is what that ideology has gotten the Colts during the Chris Ballard era, minus 2017, which you can't legitimately hold Chris Ballard accountable for. They are 50-48-1, including the 2018 season moving forward. Two playoff trips, no home playoff games, one playoff win, inside-outside construct. All right. In order to change the result, you got to change your methodology. And the methodology has not changed. This is kind of interesting, and this is really not the fault of Chris Ballard, ultimately. Like, they did the best what they could do with the situation that they had. But no quarterback that played the majority of the games the previous season has returned to the Colts since Jacoby Brissett after the 2017 season. You can go through them. Andrew Luck, 2018, retired. Jacoby Brissett, 2019, gone. Phillip Rivers, 2020, retired. Carson Wentz, 2021, traded. Matt Ryan, 2022, gone, retired. And in 2023, Gardner Minshew signed with the Raiders. 2 years, $25 million. Good luck to the Raiders. Who's running that ship, for the love of God? But it's just kind of interesting. And again, you've got to admire Ballard's tenacity, Ballard's absolute adherence to his own methodology in the face of evidence that it just doesn't work. Like, this is what we do, and this is how we do it. But we're 50-48-1, and we got to the playoffs twice, and we've won one playoff. No! This is how we do it. This will bring us a Super Bowl. Everybody on board? Okay, let's go. We're bringing in Raekwon Davis. All right, we'll see what they do in the draft. I'm telling you this, though. As much as I admire Ballard for holding dear to his beliefs, if he trades back from 15, it's all over. Like, you got to go get an elite guy at 15. You can't trade back and continue to acquire more mediocrity. You can't. You got to go get the best guy available, somebody who can put the ball in the end zone and score points. Please, what are you doing? All right, if he stays at 15 and he drafts a weapon, wide receiver or tight end, I'm going to give him a big, big psychological hug right here, because that's what we do. We are positive here. It is Optimism Wednesday. They're going to keep the 15th pick. They're going to take Brock Bowers. How about that? Or they might take Thomas. I kind of like Thomas. Thomas keeps going like in the mid-20s in mock drafts. I think he's better than that. I like him. Pacers last night, winners 121-111. Fun game. Lack of defense. Like, they're not, for the Pacers, there was a little bit of defense in the first half, but for the Thunder, there's like no defense. Completely passive. I don't understand what was happening. You had got like Miles Turner. You can't be more open from 12 feet than Miles Turner was. And good for the Pacers. I mean, they're moving the ball pretty well. They're, again, fun to watch. Couple of guys with double doubles last night. Haliburton with 18 and 12, Siakam with 18 and 11. Good, good, good. They are in sixth place right now. They are just a couple of games, or a game and a half out of fourth, and another game or two out of third. They get there. They got games coming up tonight against the Bulls at home. The Outer Creek says Ballard still thinks Doolin is set to hit big. Ballard will never forget about his, right? Ballard always has faith that his guys, I mean, we're still waiting for Des Patman and Deion Kane to bust loose. Mike Strawn, Hey, nothing against Mike Strawn. But you've got Bulls 7:30 tonight, not 7 o'clock. Typical home game, 7 o'clock start. Nets on Saturday, Cavs on Monday. All those games at home need to win all three. You win all three, you got a chance to catch Cavs for the 3 seed, and you would like the 3 seed. You'd either like the 3 or the 6. You do not want the 4 or the 5 because that sets up a series with Boston in the second round. If the Pacers can get the 6 or the 3, they got a hell of a shot of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing against the Boston Celtics. Butler, Xavier, 4 o'clock today on Fox Sports 1. That's the 8-9 game of the Big East tourney. Indiana, still, Ohio State a bubble. St. John's on the bubble. Indiana, not on the bubble. I don't know how many games they got to win in the Big Ten tournament to get on the bubble, but let's go. If they win 3, they would have to beat likely Penn State. We'll find out tonight whether it's Penn State or Michigan. That's the winner of the 11-14 game. Then you play Nebraska on Friday night. That's in Ink. Nebraska gets the double bye, and so they earn Indiana in the quarterfinals. And then in the semifinals, you would get likely Illinois. I think Indiana can win all three. IU's playing well enough right now with Ware and Mbako kind of rising. I think they got a shot. If Galloway's healthy, if Galloway can play 30, 32 minutes on Friday and Saturday, forget about Thursday, they're going to beat Penn State. I think they got a real shot to get to the finals of the Big Ten tournament, play against the Boilermakers, who are not going to lose to anybody in the Big Ten tournament until that Big Ten final, and I don't see anybody beating them, but that's the way it is. Justin, good morning to you from Kelly. Good God, it's early there, isn't it? IUPUI has got to hire Paul Corsaro. I went out on a limb yesterday about Dane Fife. I love Dane Fife, and I think he can coach his ass off. I think he'd be great at IUPUI, but I think they've moved off Dane Fife. And from what I've heard, and Paul Corsaro could be the guy. He's the head coach at UIndy. Paul Corsaro is a really good guy. Roncalli graduate, member of that class of 2007, which I believe is the smartest high school basketball class in the state of Indiana. You got more coaches out of that group than you could change. They're all coaches in the 2007 class. They're either coaches or lawyers. That's a 2000, or CFOs, the 2007 class. So Corsaro, I put a whammy on IUPUI men's basketball. I will release the whammy if either Dane Fife or Paul Corsaro are hired. My solemn vow. Birthdays. Richard Zelenka, happy birthday. Matt Long, Jolyn Shallop, right? A great MS alum. Michael McGaughey, happy birthday. Roger Brock, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Be good to each other. Lift each other up. And tell the truth. Even a truth that doesn't benefit you. I watch some of these stories in the news. Like, people just don't care about the truth. The youth of today, a lot of these people, they just don't care. It's whatever benefits them financially. They're willing to just lie through their teeth to benefit. That's no way to live. Tell the truth. Value the truth. Be honest. Be a human being. Be honorable. Let's go. We'll talk to you on the radio, WGCLradio.com. Or if you're in the Bloomington area, 1370 AM or 98.7 FM, Sterling in the morning. Can't wait to talk to you then. Later in the day, if news breaks, we're there. Raekwon Davis being signed by the Indianapolis Colts. That did not elevate to the standing of a bulletin at once. That's just the way it works. But we will definitely talk to you inside Indiana Sports now, with Kent Sterling at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great day.